Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
In the news recently, an NFL player was arrested after eating his stash of marijuana. Now, if you want to alter your mind, feel really weird for about an hour, and then regret what you did later, all you need to do is listen to Georgia Wrestling Now.
Thank you very much. That is co-host Johnny Danger, and this is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. I saw pictures and know that you had an interesting weekend, to say the least. Is that partially why you have a bit of a pessimistic outlook on the show?
That could be safe to say there, Jonathan. I guess I'll get right into it. It's PCW on Saturday. I should have known this was a trap going into it. I was advised I should show up and accept Quasimandisco's apology. He calls me and my wife into the ring, and of course it's a typical Quasi apology. He apologizes to the fans for living in a town called Porter Dump. He calls them all pieces of crap. And then he apologizes to me for what he did. Of course, says I brought it on myself by turning my back on him and the priority males. Then he tells my wife that it's going to be okay because even though I'm not a man anymore, he'll take care of her for me. And you know my wife, Jonathan, so you can probably figure out how she took that. She slapped him across the face.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right for her.
And then they have her thrown out of the building. I try to danger kick Quasi's head off. Unfortunately, I've got about 75% vision in my right eye, about 5% in my left. I missed. Quasi, TMZ, DeAndre Jackson, they're on me like a bunch of dogs. And I end up getting the Singapore cane to my bare back 5 times before the Washington Bullets were able to help me out. Not a good night.
Well, good thing the Bullets were there.
It's a great thing the Bullets were there because Quasi, being the coward that he is, he had a stipulation put in the contract for the match between Marco and Mame, Quasi's group, that if Marco touched any of those guys before the main event, he would be fired from PCW. So as much as Marco wanted to come in and help me, he couldn't. Dynamite Soul tried to help me. He got laid out. And if not for the Bullets, I'd probably be in a lot worse shape than I am right now.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. You've had a rough few weeks from what I can tell, but I'm glad you're still here with us, and I'm glad you had some people there to get your back and everything. did you wrestle anywhere else or attend any other wrestling over the weekend?
I did not. I'm trying to rest and just get better so I can hopefully wrestle again. My next scheduled match that I hope to make is December, I believe it's the 15th, for a PWR Winter Riot, where myself and Matt Sells will be defending the tag team titles against Nigel Sherrod and Joe Black. So I'm trying to take it easy until then, to be honest.
Well, speaking of PWR, our main guest later tonight is currently the United States champion there, but he's also the Young Lions champion at Anarchy, and he'll be wrestling in the next couple of weeks for Peach State Wrestling Alliance. He's a guy you know who's had his own troubles with Marco. His name's Kevin Blue, so we'll talk to him around 7:30. But before that, we've got a guy that I don't know a whole lot about. His name's Tetchy Makuji, and he wrestles down in Savannah area. He'll be wrestling for Diamond Pro Wrestling this weekend, which is in Lyons, Georgia. I have seen him at MCW a couple months back, but he hasn't been back since then, and he came in kind of in a mysterious fashion and left in a similar fashion as far as MCW goes. But he's an interesting character. He looks like kind of a cross between Abdul the Butcher and Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat and and the Great Muta, maybe. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. in just a few minutes, actually. But before that, I believe the only wrestling I saw over the weekend was UIW on Saturday. And I guess the whole show was pretty entertaining. Ryan Howe and Stupid had an entertaining exchange, which you can read about in Larry Goodman's report at gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com. But I guess the main thing, there was a title change. Jeter did lose the title to Bull Buchanan. And as Larry Goodman pointed out in his report, it was a Texas bull rope match, but it seemed like the rules were a little different than what I'm accustomed to seeing. I don't think you even had to touch all four corners, apparently, but as long as you touched four turnbuckles throughout the match, not in one consecutive go at it, you won. So Bull Buchanan pulled out the win there. But the most interesting thing coming out of that was similar to the ending of PWR's last show with Pain and Pleasure, Pandora and Nina Monet against Isabel and Maybelle Smothers, that ended in a, when I say brawl, I mean, that's kind of putting it lightly, but the entire locker room cleared out. I think Maybelle, who was on the show last week, ended up having to go to the hospital. She didn't look like she was doing too well at the end, so you probably could relate it to that a little bit, Johnny, but it was a good show. I believe their next one is December 7th, but I think the Smothers sisters are back at the following month. So
wow, I hope Maybelle's okay. She seemed like a real sweet girl, but yeah, trouble just seems to follow Pain and Pleasure wherever they go.
Yes, it does. So yeah, well, they certainly didn't have a lot of fans there in Villa Rica. That seems to be the case almost everywhere they go.
Yeah, I don't know if people are just scared of them. I mean, hell, I'm a little scared of them. I've been in the ring with both those ladies, and it's no walk in the park.
No, I'm glad I've never encountered them in that sense. But, yeah, I'm sure they'll be back in the ring sometime this weekend. I'll look at upcoming events before the end of the show. But, yeah, so that was my weekend. I'm planning on going to SmackDown tomorrow night. Will you be there?
Possibly. Like I said, I'm trying not to spend too much time out of the house right now, but it's tempting.
Yeah, well, it's been a while since SmackDown's been in the area. Raw, of course, has been here a few times, and they did that house show a few months back. The last time I remember SmackDown being here, it was out at the Gwinnett Arena a few years back. So it should be interesting. SmackDowns are always a little different feel than Raw because there's some downtime because they don't have to take commercial breaks, and it's not live, so where there would normally be commercial breaks, they just do more matches and stuff, I guess.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll let you know next Monday.
All right.
Well, still waiting for Mr. Mukuji to call in.
Well, I did hear about a couple other things that happened at PCW after I was forced out of the building on Saturday. One in particular I wish I was there for. So the main event, like I said, was Marco Polo against the entire MAME faction. Absent was Caden Knight, the man who was, you know, big enough to throw acid in my face, but not big enough to come face Marco. Anyway, they bring the Singapore Cane into that match. Marco gets a hold of it, gives Quasi one good one across the back from me. Then his guys beat up the referee, bring a chair in the ring. They try to injure Marco. Once again, the Bullets to the rescue, thankfully. Quasi Mandisco throws a fit, and who busts him in the mouth?
You broke up there for a second. Who busted him in the mouth?
Shane Mackey, the play-by-play and current booker of PCW. He had enough of Quasi's foolishness, and he just decked him from what I heard.
Well, I wish I had seen that as well.
Yeah, something tells me it's not the last time he's going to get busted in the mouth in that building. But it's good to see that, you know, I'm not the only one that has a problem with Quasi thinking he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
Yeah, I remember when he was just getting started. I mean, he's always been a bit pompous, but it seems like for some reason his ego's even bigger than it was previously. I guess he's got a lot of muscle backing him up, though, now.
He does, and me and him actually trained together. I never liked the guy. You always got the sense that, you know, excuse my language, but he just thought his shit didn't stink. And people like that, just they rub me the wrong way. He rubs a lot of people the wrong way. And I've told Stephen Platinum in no uncertain terms that if we're in the same building again, I'm going to hurt Quasi, whether he lets me wrestle or not.
Yeah, I think I saw your post on Facebook about that. But we do have our guest on the line now. As I said earlier, his name is Tetsu Makuji, and he's a bit mysterious to us, but he'll be at Diamond Pro Wrestling this weekend. So I'd like to welcome Tetsu Makuji to the show. How are you tonight?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. So, we're not really familiar with the promotion or any promotions in that area, but tell us a little. Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into wrestling and all of that.
Oh, I get into wrestling here. I come back from Japan, and I move here to Georgia. And
so you're originally from Japan?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of military here in Georgia.
Right.
So, excuse me?
Yes, there's a lot of military in Georgia.
Yes. So I look around, you know, to see, you know, what wrestling here. So I find a small promotion in the area, and about 9 years ago, and I just introduced people to me that way.
Okay, so did you train to wrestle in Japan, or did you start training when you got here?
I start training American style here, but I do, you know, judo, aikido, judo style originally. But learning American style, you know, is different. So I find company with someone to help me.
Okay, and who was it that helped you train once you got here?
I met a Border Walker, and he sent me to a wrestler named The Mastodon, and he helped me learn American style wrestling.
All right. What would you say is the biggest difference between Japanese and American style wrestling?
Japanese, I know you see, you know, video. Japanese, you know, a lot harder, stiff. In America, the wrestling is more pink. It is not so much the pride of Japan in the work, but America wrestling you think. And you try to get fans interaction, because Japanese fans, you know, are like different.
Right. They're usually a bit quieter, right?
Yes. the more pride, honor of Japanese star wrestling, the fans look for the token or fighting spirit. here in America, the wrestling is more I want to say TV, but not TV. So it's easier here. Because Japan, you know, fans no like. They no like. But America, you know, can do match and fans may start to like you. And it makes easier.
All right. Well, Johnny, I know you're a big fan of Japanese culture in general, but especially Japanese wrestling. Do you have any questions for Mr. Mikuji?
Yeah, something I've been wanting to ask him. I saw him at the MCW show he was at, that you alluded to earlier, where he just beat the crap out of the Red Dragon. Mr. Mikuji, were you having a bad night, or are you just that bad every night?
I do same match all the time. That way people take me seriously. You know, I already, you know, have a strike against me being Japanese, but I am of African American descent. So I have to get people understand that I for real, you know.
Yeah, I think everybody in that building knew you were for real that night. I was doing the color commentary and started off making jokes like we do at MCW, but I got to tell you, you shut my mouth pretty quick.
It's, you know, he, Red Dragon, I wanted match. I wanted match. So I pushed. I think he's not ready for me either.
And I believe that night I saw you with a wrestler that I'm a little more familiar with, that I've actually fought a couple of times, Devlin Valick. Do you have a connection with him at all?
Yes. I met Valick maybe 5-6 years ago. And unlike me, you know, he had no wrestling background or anything. So he asked me to train, so I trained with him. And he continued to work. And, you know, he is the way he is now. But he is good. He is good. He is good student, and good person. You know, he still helped me. When we go, you know, different places, because he is American. He still helped me.
And he certainly is a fine wrestler in his own right. I had a pretty tough match with him about 2 years ago. But back to you, Mr. Mikuji. Who would you say is a big influence on your style from the Japanese wrestling scene and from the American scene? Who do you draw from?
Japanese style, of course, you know, Great Kabuki and Great Muta. American style, I like, you know, it's funny, but I like Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know? I like the attitude, you know? I like the upset of the boss and to do what he does, you know? I like William Regal, and to draw from further down the line, you know, I not look at wrestling as, you know, Top Company, Ludo Company, but I see wrestler. So another wrestler I do like, American, but not American, is Brian Danielson, not Daniel Bryan. Brian Danielson. I love his style. What's his name? Briscoe Brothers.
Yeah,
those
the Briscoe.
Guys, they do real good. Yes, yes. The Mark and the J, the guy with no teeth. those guys, they do real good.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would disagree with those choices. Those are some good guys to emulate.
Then you have, you know, your Dean Malenko, and, you know, contrary to, you know, the events of his life, you know, I still like the style and attitude of Chris Benoit.
Of course, can't take that away.
So I understand you got a big match coming up on the 23rd at Diamond Pro Wrestling. Is that right?
Don't know. You know, I may. You know, it depends on Haiman Shidoshi, what he instructs me.
Who was
that? You're
now?
On the.
My Shidoshi is in Japan. You. Long story short, I had match. You know, the guy cheated, but I did not win. So I was forced back to Japan to go back training. The guy I work with here, Dr. Joseph Brock, he is manager for me here. And I lost, so I had to go back. But he paid Mashidoshi, let me come back. He said he do better. So they work out how they want me. But, you know, I come back, I have to fight harder. Because now people see me loser, so now I must fight harder.
Well, you are advertised on the poster for the Thanksgiving Throwdown this Saturday, alongside a lot of other familiar names, such as Jake Slater, Wild Child Joey Kidman, etc. But do you know, so you do not know for sure if you will be participating in that event? Is that what you're saying?
Don't know if Scotty Bullwinkle there, whether or not I book, I fight him.
Okay, well, his name is also on the poster, so I guess that answers our question.
Because he made me lose, so I had to go back. Very intense training, very intense. I don't like it. So now I have more fire. Bullwinkle, I want to break him for cheating me.
All right. Well, where did you get your start once you came to Georgia, and what promotions aside from Diamond Pro do you work for mostly?
A shame. Must I say on the radio? I must say.
Oh, you don't have to. But now, of course, we really want to know.
I ashamed still, but, you know, it's start. I understand, you know, start. No one know me, so I must start. Small company, GPXW. They bring me in and let me work. Then once that's how I met Mastodon, through them. They book him. I did not know, but Vordell had already told him for me. So they book him on one show. He there, see me, see what, you know, I need to do, change. Then he helped me for the next 4 years. So I travel with him different places here in Georgia. But I started in GPXW, then move around, start doing South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida. Once I got initial Georgia, because Georgia wrestling is still different from other wrestling.
How is it most different?
Georgia wrestling style is, now I think Georgia wrestling style, some guy do more talking and, you know, less action, less, you know, less go, and some fans seem, you know, hurry up, or the fans start chanting boring faster. But like South Carolina, their wrestling style intense and like more fan interaction. Florida style is speed.
And which do you find suits you the best?
I try to do mixture of all, because my style as whole, my style consists of Japanese style with European catch-can style wrestling, and I mix with American psychology. Now you have Makuji style.
Well, tell us a little bit about Diamond Pro Wrestling. I think I speak for both of us when I say that I don't know much about it. But there is some good talent on the roster. So tell us a little bit about that show. How often does it run?
Diamond Pro, right now, they run usually third Saturday in Lyons, Georgia, and fourth Saturday in Dublin, Georgia. But depend on if the four or five Saturday in month. So if it's five Saturday, then it's fourth Saturday Lyons and fifth Saturday Dublin. But the show is good show. It's family friendly. The guy in the locker room, good workers, good solid workers. I enjoy being there. The fans, very interactive. They have loud, you know, it gets loud. Good strong environment. I like.
Okay. And do you wrestle anywhere else on a regular basis right now, or is that kind of your home?
Right now, home. I still do solid booking in Florida. Got called, wanted me back in South Carolina. But I did do a show with you guys, and I did enjoy, and hoping to be back.
With MCW?
Yes, I enjoy.
Yeah. Well, I think you fit right in there, so I wouldn't be surprised if you we see you there again, maybe Johnny Danger would like to take you on, but it sounds like he wouldn't.
No.
Johnny Danger, guy dressed in all the you airbrush, correct?
Johnny Danger,
I haven't done the airbrushing, no.
He has Godzilla on. Oh, no, I guess that's your old pants, right?
Yeah, I got a black singlet with the blue flames on it.
Okay.
It's kind of got
okay.
Elvis-inspired jumpsuit-looking thing.
Yeah.
The king.
Right.
That's right.
Well,
but I will not get in your way, sir.
No, we're okay. You know, you say you
excellent.
Like Gojira, so I mean, you know, I'm okay. You love Gojira.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, I love.
Awesome.
Well,
I love Kaiju.
I like this guy, Jonathan.
Yeah, he's good. Well, perhaps we'll find out. I doubt either of us will be able to make it down for the show, but I am interested to find out how it goes. So we should have you on again sometime in the near future. And, you know, you can just let me know when you have another match coming up that you want to talk about or something. But we've got to take a commercial break and get ready for our next guest. So I appreciate you calling in tonight, sir. And good luck at Thanksgiving Throwdown this Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I see you.
All right, so yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will talk to Kevin Blue.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams of WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with PWR Tag Team Champion Johnny Danger. And Johnny, our next guest is someone you're somewhat familiar with from PWR. I don't think you've been on the same card with him anywhere else, but he does also wrestle for Anarchy, where he's the Young Lions champion, and he'll be wrestling at Peach State, I believe, this weekend or the following weekend. He is the PWR United States champion and, as I said, Anarchy's Young Lions champion. His name is Kevin Blue, and I believe we've got him on the line now. Is that you, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Not doing too bad. Johnny Danger is another story, but you've seen how he looks recently, so you can understand.
Yeah, I have. It's pretty gruesome. I was honestly surprised to see Johnny in action at PWR after that horrendous event done to his face.
I think we all were, Kevin.
Somehow he retained, and some would say, just as surprising, you retained your United States title against Jeter, which was one of the better matches of the night last Sunday. What was it like getting in there with Jeter?
It's a interesting concept. That's not the first time I've had to face him. Me and Johnny and actually the other rock and roll member, Kevin Ballinger, had to do a six-man street fight with him probably about five shows back when we were still at the Mega Mart. That was a fun time, too.
Yeah, I think that was 4 or 5 months ago, and I'm still feeling that one, man.
Yeah, and I'm still feeling the effects of Jeter's splashes in the corner. Got some bruised ribs.
Well, Kevin, you, I guess the first time I saw you was back when PWR was still TNT, and you've been a regular part of those shows for, I guess, the past couple of years, and now you've branched out into working for Anarchy and Peach State. So how did you get your start? Is PWR or TNT where you started, or did you come there from somewhere else?
No, I came there from somewhere else. So I got my start, actually, back right whenever I graduated high school in 03, and that was with IWA Flashfire. Owned then, it was a small organization owned by Johnny Love, and I went to one of their shows and inquired about training and started training, and then I actually became a referee for about 3 years. Then after that, I had a couple matches, and I moved to Michigan for a couple years and didn't really have anything to do with wrestling except for the few times I visited back down here. And then whenever I came back, James Boulevard was with an organization in Royston, Georgia. It was called SVW, just another small organization, and I got started there working about once a month, and then from there I went on out to SWA, which was in Toccoa. Now they're moving back to Westminster. And then from there I got to TNT and FWF, and then finally I got up to APW with Jeremy Vane and all those guys, and Vane convinced me to go up to Anarchy. So that's how I got my start at Anarchy, was through Jeremy Vane. And the 30th of this month will be my first outing at Peach State when I go against Adam Jacobs and Anthony Henry.
All right. So you are, as I mentioned earlier, you are currently the U.S. champion at PWR and the Young Lions champion at Anarchy. And who are you wrestling there this weekend at Anarchy?
Anarchy, I'm facing Tommy Pinarelli, one half of Hot Commodity, the other members whom I actually won the title from at Fright Night and that ladder match.
Right. So is this the first time you faced him one-on-one?
No, I faced him. I think this will be our third time facing one-on-one.
Okay. And what's the record so far?
I believe I beat him every time, actually, so I plan on keeping that record.
All right. Well, that's still a pretty big match. He's someone that's wrestling pretty much everywhere in Georgia as well. So what are your thoughts going into this, your third matchup with him?
I'm going to stick with the same game plan that I always do. I'm going to try to out-wrestle him. And he's got that Italian temper, so I'll just bring that out of him and watch him get all flustered as I out-wrestle him and pin him.
Well, I guess if it's worked two other times, might as well stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
So then from there, you are is that the following weekend that you're at Peach State?
Yeah, the 30th.
And who you're Adam? I'm sorry, who did you say you're facing there? It's a three-way, I know.
Yeah, it's Adam Jacobs and Anthony Henry.
I haven't seen a whole lot of Adam Jacobs. I know he was at the last Peach State show, but do you know much about that guy?
From what I can, I've only seen a couple of his matches, but I know that from what I hear, he used to work back at Wildside a lot back when AJ was still up there. So that means he's been on the block a couple of times.
And then, of course, Anthony Henry is someone you've probably encountered, at least in passing.
Yeah, me and Henry, we've had matches at APW in Royston. We've had matches up there quite a few times.
Are you still wrestling at APW regularly?
Yes, sir, every Friday night.
Oh, okay. So you are a busy guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, busy is the word. I had a weekend off this past weekend trying to recoup from injuries and dealing with family issues, but I plan on going back at it this weekend. I got APW, then I got Anarchy. Then the following weekend I got APW again, then Peach State, then the triple shot when we do PWR again, December 15th.
Is that Anarchy weekend as well?
I do believe so. I have to check my calendar. It's either going to be an Anarchy weekend or I wrestle at Flatline, which runs out of Augusta, too. They run every first Saturday.
And then, so at PWR, you're defending against Marco, I believe, right?
Yeah, Marco Polo.
Yeah, and that's another guy you've encountered a few times, and Johnny knows him pretty well also. So what do you got going into that match?
Actually, the fans are going to decide the stipulation for that match. I discussed it with Jen, and we decided that would be the best thing because we just want to get at each other. So I believe that they get a choice of five choices on the PWR page that they can vote from.
Oh, are those posted yet, or is that going to be posted later?
It is already posted, I believe. The PWR Plugged In? Yeah, it is. The PWR Plugged In page, it's already posted. They can go on and vote for five different stipulations. Last man standing, submission only, lumberjack, I quit, or a special referee. And right now, the last man, lumberjack, and I quit are all tied at two.
And Kevin, I'll go ahead and tell you, I voted for the lumberjack match myself because I'd like to be out there to watch your back. We all know the fraternity and what they like to do to people. And one-on-one, I think you've got Marco.
I'm pretty positive I got Marco one-on-one, too, and I appreciate the vote for the lumberjack match because, like you said, we all know what the fraternity does. They like to use the numbers, and Jeter counts for five people himself, so.
At least.
Well, wouldn't that mean those guys are out there as lumberjacks, too, and could get involved kind of in a legal sense?
Yeah, but I don't plan on getting thrown out of the ring in a lumberjack match if it comes down to it.
Was there any one of those stipulations you would prefer?
It doesn't matter to me because, honestly, the only thing I like about Marco is his theme music, and he doesn't even use it at PWR, so I don't even like him there.
Is that the does he still use the same music at PCW, Johnny?
Yeah, he does. Usually he's come out to Flashing Lights a couple times, but I think Magic Mangina is here to stay.
Yeah, that's one I like, honestly, and that's the only thing I like.
He's a nicer guy at PCW.
Really?
Yeah, he's got my back up there. I don't know what his problem is when we get to Gainesville.
It's that fraternity, you know, they all got to impress each other.
That's
all it
is.
Well, they are brothers, after all.
Hey, watch it.
I mean, it's a fraternity.
Sir. But, yeah, you've had your problems with the fraternity pretty much as long as the Rock and Roll Models have. How did this all start? I mean, Marco stole your title at one time, right?
Yeah, he stole it 4 months ago, I believe. And every time I try to go out there and get it back, like you said, the numbers, the numbers game got to me, but I got it this time, though. Luckily, after I beat Jeter, I grabbed the belt and scooted out of there and had it around my waist the whole night. That way he couldn't just get up and take it. But I plan on retaining it come December 15th, and I will still be the PWR United States champion. And you, Johnny Danger, whoever, you will still be one half of the PWR tag team champions.
Thank you, sir. That's definitely the plan.
Is that another fraternity matchup for you guys?
No, interestingly enough, like I said earlier, we've got Nigel Sherritt and Joe Black, who are the newest members of The Reckoning, managed by Quasimandisco. So if I get my hands on him in Gainesville, that's fine too. It doesn't have to be Porterdale. I'll get him anywhere I can get him.
Well, he certainly isn't making life easy for you anywhere, is he?
No, you know, anywhere we go together, we've got problems, but that's fine. I've got a long history of kicking his ass. But back to Kevin Blue real quick. Kevin, one of my favorite things about you, man, as long as I've been at PWR, you've been watching my matches, you've been giving me advice. You know, you're a champion, but you're not trying to hold anybody down. Who were some of the guys that gave you advice when you were first getting started?
Whenever I first got started, it was back in IWA, Flashfire, and that was like James Boulevard. I don't know if you know these guys. Boulevard wrestles up at APW. Tower used to wrestle around APW and Anarchy. And then since I've started branching out and going to Anarchy and TNT and PWR and places like that, Rick Michaels has given me a lot of advice. Jeremy Vane, he's given me tons. I started hanging out with some people here lately. Like you said, some people are different in other areas. But Anthony Henry and Brandon Parker, Wade Adams, those guys have all given me advice and critique and pushed me to places I honestly didn't think I could go to.
It always helps to know you've got veterans looking out for you, steering you in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Rick Michaels. He is definitely a limitless source of knowledge. I'm sure the rest of those guys are too.
They are. They've all had their ups and downs on the roads. And Rick, I honestly don't even know why he took a liking to me, but I remember at TNT the first time he saw me, he looked at me, he's like, well, hello, Matthew, because the ongoing joke is Kevin Blue looks just like Matt Hardy.
Well,
yeah,
there's
I can see
a reason.
It.
Yeah. You're just now noticing that, Johnny?
It's the eye. The eyes.
I'm blind. What do you? Yeah, thanks, Kevin.
Well, would you say Matt Hardy was an influence on you in any way, or who would you say most influenced you and made you want to be a wrestler?
The first match, I always watched wrestling, but the first match I actually remember was Chris Benoit versus Fit Finlay. And Benoit was always a favorite of mine. And then after that, I started branching out and watching other different shows like the ROHs and PWGs. And I saw wrestlers like Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, the Motor City Machine Guns, that's always been a favorite. El Generico, Steen, those are some of my newer favorites. The older ones were Benoit, Jericho, Eddie Guerrero, Kurt Angle for a time.
All right. Well, like Johnny mentioned, you are now a bit of a veteran as far as local wrestling goes. Is there anybody that you've seen come up more recently that you think has potential to get to bigger, you know, greater level, whether that be just locally or beyond that?
All the areas I wrestle for, they all have a lot of great talent, a lot of untapped talent, actually. Like, you could take anybody in any of the places I wrestle for, and if you polish them the right way, they can be stars. Johnny Danger, he hosts a Johnny Danger Time, competes with one eyeball. I mean, that guy's got guts, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You can't teach somebody that. Johnny Danger's got guts. If you take like people like Brandon Parker, who's been around, you could take him and polish him up, and he's been bigger places like Flatline. You got Anthony Henry, who's on the verge of just breaking out, and everywhere he goes, I think he's supposed to be booked at PWX that runs out of Charlotte sometime. And you got people like, that's just starting out, like Wade Adams, who wrestled at the Monstrosity show, who I think, personally me, I think he stole the show being the elf for Santa.
Yeah.
In the sweater. That was the best matches I saw personally up there.
I thought his name was Bumple Stiltskin.
Well, whenever he doesn't wear the elf uniform, his name is Wade Adams.
And okay.
He still wears a singlet everywhere he goes, though. He's an odd character.
Well, Kevin, I want to thank you for the kind words you had for Johnny Danger. But if you had any unkind words for Marco going into your match, what do you want to say to Marco right now? I think he's listening.
Oh. Man, you know, Marco, he's just tormented me these past 4 months, stealing the belt, making fun of me, coming out wearing my stuff. And I believe I actually heard through the grapevine in the back that he was actually looking to buy a black wig to dress up like Kevin Blue. And I think the only reason he wanted to dress up like Kevin Blue and steal the belt is because he knows he can never be Kevin Blue. He knows he can't beat me. One-on-one situation, he can't beat me. And come PWR December 15th, Marco, I'll prove it.
But before that, as we mentioned, you've got Tommy Pinarelli this Saturday. Anything you want to say to him, or I'm sure you've already said plenty to him.
Yeah, I have. He's sent me a lot of angry tweets and Facebook messages for putting out his partner, CB Suave. And just like I've told him over the past of the last month since I've done that, put up or shut up, Tommy.
Well, both of the titles that you hold, I don't know if you hold any others currently, but the two that we've mentioned are often kind of stepping stones to the heavyweight titles in the respective organizations that they're in. Is that something you would aspire to in the near future at either PWR or Anarchy or anywhere else that you work?
Of course, that's the main goal, I think. Any organization that any wrestler goes to, they aspire to be the champion there. They aspire to be that company's champion because that means that you're the best in that company. And if you're the best there, you can go somewhere else and start being the best there also. And that's just – at Anarchy, it'll be a while, honestly, before I ever aspire to that at Anarchy because they have a lot of great talent up there and just – I'm very lucky to be the Young Lions champion. Sometimes I don't think I deserve it, but that's not going to stop me from proving I deserve it. But I don't think I do. The same at PWR, there's a lot of deserving people up there, and I don't think I deserve that belt either, but that's not going to stop me from proving that I am the United States champion and that I will continue being the champion up there.
And if you do set your sights on that PWR Heavyweight Championship, Kevin Blue, Zach Daniels, that's money anywhere in the country, brother.
And I've already faced Zach Daniels a couple of times for the United States Championship, probably about 4 or 5 months ago, back whenever, a little bit before we had that six-man. And we had some great matches, and it was kind of cut short because Daniels went and turned to the light, so to speak, whenever he beat Rick Michaels for the heavyweight belt. And unfortunately, I wasn't in that little tournament. But if I could face Daniels with the championship on the line, man, that'd be great.
Yeah, I think we'd all love to see that one.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, do you have anything else before we let you go? Is there anything that we forgot to mention that you have coming up?
Let's see here. APW every Friday night at Royston, Georgia. Tickets $5. PWR December 15th. Fans vote for the match online at the PWR Plugged In page. get to choose stipulation. Anarchy the 23rd versus Tommy Pinarelli. Peach State the 30th versus Adam Jacobs and Anthony Henry. And the winner gets a shot at the Junior Heavyweight Championship, which will actually either be Zach Daniels or Fred Yehi, which is somebody I would definitely love to get in the ring with. And then Flatline every first Saturday down in Augusta, Georgia at Patriots Park. And that's pretty much my schedule for the upcoming year. After that, I hope to actually branch out and maybe go up to Empire some, or maybe Johnny can put in a good word for me and get me up at PCW.
Hint, hey, hint, say the word, man. I'm on it.
All right, Kevin, well, we appreciate you calling, and good luck in all these matches you have coming up. And sounds like you might be adding – there's a possibility you'll be adding a third title to your collection in the near future. So good luck with that as well.
Thank you, sir, for having me on your blog talk radio. Johnny, Jonathan, it's been a pleasure.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Well, I guess that about wraps things up for this week. What do you have going on this weekend, Johnny?
You know, this weekend, it's a beautiful thing, Jonathan Williams. I got nothing going on. Like Kevin Blue said, you got to take a weekend and recuperate every once in a while, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, it is the weekend before Thanksgiving, so it kind of slows down a little bit. A lot of promotions. The weekend after that is even slower, but I know Southern Fried Championship Wrestling has a show this Saturday, as does Deep Southern Championship Wrestling. And I'm just trying to make sure I'm not leaving anybody out. But I think that pretty much covers the main ones that we haven't already talked about for this weekend.
And a little bit further down the line, we've got PCW's return to Atlanta, the Actors Express on December 4th. We got PWR Winter Riot in Gainesville, December 15th, and the second annual Speed Memorial Show, January the 19th. I understand it's going to be another six-man showcase tournament, and now that the Rock and Roll Models are a three-man unit, I sure hope I'm ready to go by then.
Yeah, well, I look forward to seeing that as well. And like I mentioned earlier, WWE will be at Phillips Arena tomorrow for SmackDown. I guess I should mention this, our guests next week, so far we've got Ace Haven will be on. He's also going to be at Peach State, and he is a big part of Pro South, which is just over the Georgia border in Alabama. And I'm working on our second guest for next week. So, that'll be the first time I believe that we've ever had Ace Haven on. But I guess with that, we will say goodnight. So we'll be back next Monday at 7 for another edition of Georgia Wrestling Now, and hopefully by then Johnny Danger's eye will be a little better. He does have a weekend off, so get some rest, sir.
Thank you. See you guys next week.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.